I think we can all cite examples of unintended consequences, some idea that has one or more very good effects but carries some adverse effects. One example often cited is the Green Revolution, the breeding of plants with very high yield to feed the third world, but that put most small farmers out of competition because they couldn't afford the fertilizer. What about air conditioning? Yes, we balance personal comfort against energy use, but it goes deeper. Eric Wilson writes that air conditioning isolated us in our homes and in our cars, contributing to social alienation as well as to a general insensitivity to environmental degradation. If you never venture out into a forest or a former forest, you don't see the adverse changes. Wilson also cites an unintended consequence that could have been a true catastrophe. Thomas Midgley Jr. at General Motors developed a number of our common refrigerants. The old ones that contained chlorine, such as Freon 11, ended up punching a significant hole into the ozone layer that protects us from intense ultraviolet radiation from the sun, about 95% blocked on average. If Midgley had chosen another of his elemental candidates, bromine, the hole in the ozone layer would have been everywhere and at all times of the year. We, other animals, plants, would have been committed to severe UV damage before we knew it. We've got to be really careful with technology, and I think we are getting better. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.